Nation.
Καλημέρα, κύριε.
It is just after 9 p.m. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. My name is Fontaine. You're now listening to What the Fontaine. Thanks to Mike Kematic for a fun version of This Modern Beat. Christian will be back next week. All right, you're listening to Meat Beat Manifesto with the United Nations. And there's my phone call for my guest to get let in the studio. Jim Thompson and the bass player from CSC Funk Band is supposed to be coming up. And we'll talk more about that momentarily. After this song finishes, I'm going to play a song in honor of someone who passed away this week. Stay tuned.
Stupid.
We'll be right back.
All right. We just heard from Typo Negative with Unsuccessfully Coping with the Natural Beauty of Infidelity. It's got a subtitle. I guess in this version is, I know you're bleeping someone else. And we have another microphone on the other side, guys. And I'm actually trying to get the headphones all plugged in. So
We can still start talking.
You are talking.
We can even talk without headphones.
But if you, Jim, if you walk around the other side, it'll work out.
Okay. I just wanted to untangle it.
Okay. All right. So we heard Typo Negative, and that is for the passing of Peter Steele Wednesday, I think it was, from heart failure. I believe that was the story. And before that, of course, we always start off with Meat Beat Manifesto and United Nations. Okay. Jim, you know, I really was trying to get you to walk around the other side.
Oh, you want me to walk over there?
Yes.
That's all right. You guys look like you're hosting a cooking show right now.
This headphone set is acting funny, but I'm gonna work with it.
Well, is it too soft?
It's a squeaky sound that comes through the other end.
Well,
that's
we can try.
Though. I can hear you, and
we can try other ones. See, guys, we are so professional here. I tell you,
that's great.
This is live right here.
Anyway, hello everybody. This is,
all right,
Jim,
we gotta get these plugs.
And Jesse Lent.
Jesse Lent.
All right, now
CSC
is yours
Funk.
Working?
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, not really.
It's all right. Why do we even need it?
I don't need it. I don't think
you can use mine.
Because now yours aren't working.
That's
anyway,
all right.
Hi.
Hey.
This is as you guys just said.
All right.
Jim Thompson and Jesse.
Jesse Lent of
Jesse
the
Lent.
CSC Funk Band.
And you guys are in Brooklyn normally.
Yes, we both live there. I live in Greenpoint, Northern Tip, next to Queens, and Jesse's down in Bushwick.
Yes.
And you're two members out of, what, nine?
Tonight, yeah. The touring band right now is nine.
Nine people. That's going to be a bunch of people in little old Balasso.
Yeah.
And Greg Ginn's band,
yeah.
Texas Orgate. Is it the Taylor Texas Corrugators or just the Texas Corrugators?
They're the Taylor Texas Corrugators.
And you're playing drums with that tonight, too?
Tonight, yeah. Their drummer, Sean Hutchinson, had a gig with his other band, New Monsoon, and he had to cut out of town. So he left the tour from Philly, and then he comes back to Richmond Airport tomorrow. So I'm just filling in for one gig, you know?
Keep you busy.
Yeah.
Wow. Double duty.
How could I turn it down?
Playing with Greg again, hey. So so you guys are touring for about a week or so together,
two
bands?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. And some of those shows are actually all, you know, in New York. Three of the seven shows are in New York, so.
You get good crowds there, I guess.
Pretty good. We played the Cake Shop on Tuesday in the Lower East Side. It was a decent turnout. It wasn't like a sold out show or anything.
It was Manhattan, though. I mean, most of the time we play in Brooklyn, where we're from, and we tend to pull a pretty good crowd there. But you know, it sounds crazy to people who don't live in New York, but Manhattan people tend to just stay in Manhattan, and Brooklyn people stay in Brooklyn. I don't really understand it, but I don't really go to Manhattan either.
And I guess there's a lot of competition, a lot of gigs going on all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None like us, though.
Of course. You should check it out, people.
So, yeah, it's all we want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, Jim, of course, you used to live here in Richmond for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
80s, 90s. A little bit in the aughts.
Probably closer to 20, yeah?
Yeah.
15, at least 15.
84, 85, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I came in 84 to go to VCU.
Like so many people.
Like so many people. I think my first meal was at that Burger King on the corner of Laurel and Grace.
How was it?
And my first experience of, like, you know, Richmond was that little stretch of Grace Street over there by the Don's Hot Nuts and...
Mm-hmm.
The Lums, there used to be a Lums over
Lums.
There. And there's that Christian bookstore, which is still there.
Actually, I think that just closed recently.
Oh, really? Like, yeah, actually, I didn't check this time around. I kind of haven't caught up on all the reading I picked up the last time I was down here.
And there was Adele's and a Bubba's still going on? On
yeah,
Street
yeah,
before,
the
pre-twisters?
Newgate Prison.
Newgate,
there was
Scotland Yard.
The strip club, Greca, the Greca.
Yeah.
Jade Elephant.
Lee Art Theater.
And Grace Place, the awesome vegetarian restaurant.
Yeah, Grace Place, yeah.
Yeah, Grace Place. And a Biograph was still showing films. I saw the Eraserhead there that first month.
Occasional bands at Biograph, too.
Yeah. I think I saw famous actors from out of town there, which was Paul Watson, Marty McCavitt, Pippin Barnett, and Johnny Hunt.
Fafut, yeah, famous actress.
That was such a good band.
And then Alternatives formed.
Yeah, that was my roommate was Greg Ottinger in the dorms in Rhodes Hall, and then you know we met Chris that first week. Chris was an art student, what do you call it, AFO?
I think so. Yeah, show. Art Foundation.
And yeah, you know, just hanging out in Schaefer Court, probably come back. You want to come back and listen to some records? Yeah,
Eric Unger too.
Mm-hmm. He lived in the Chesterfield, which is
Couscous is there
yeah,
now.
Couscous, yeah.
Yeah. And Little Gore. I think you were probably the drummer of the first show I saw, Schaefer Court, Halloween 86.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sean Sumner was the first drummer, and that was essentially Death Piggy and, yeah. In the costumes with Ben, their friend Ben, singing. And then, yeah, Sean, I guess Death Piggy disbanded. So we all, the Gore thing started in the Dairy Building, you know,
right.
When all those bands were practicing there, Alternatives were practicing there, and... Gore was in there, and Hunter Jackson, who helped with Brocky, they helped conceive the early.
Chuck,
you know,
Varga was
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, Chuck Varga, Mike Delaney.
All them crazy kids.
It's a cool spot, the Dairy. It was great. There was even a little newspaper in there, The Utter Truth.
And when there were a band called Milk?
Milk, yeah, with Matt Linkus and Colette Miller. Brocky, Ron Curry, Tim Harris.
Chris wasn't in that one?
Maybe I don't not. Think Chris okay. was in Milk. I think he maybe made a guest appearance. God, oh, well. You know. I don't know. I can't remember. I know he was at all the shows.
Tiny. He was in that one.
Tiny, yeah. I was in Tiny for a minute.
You were.
I was. I played bass with a Darth Vader mask on.
Chris had the Batman mask and cape. Yeah. He threw candy at people and
yeah,
other
yeah.
stuff.
That was my favorite lineup.
Tiny, yeah.
Didn't Rob Reed play on that?
Rob Reed was,
yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I have to say that my friends, I have some other friends in the studio with me, Eric Rotz and Scott Hudgens. Just want to point that out to everybody out there. What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
All-Star Richmond.
Yeah,
Kruger.
You know, chilling with the posse here. And then my friend Jesse, who we play together in the CSC funk band, is here with me, and we've known each other now, what, 2 years?
2 years. Two magical years.
Maybe a little, yeah, two magical years going on three.
Yeah, going on the three-year anniversary.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And we're playing tonight together, and the CSC funk band is basically, it's an accidental group that formed.
Well, we were supposed to play one gig and then quit. But people seemed to like it, and then the next thing we knew, there was another gig, and that was 2 years ago, and this is our second tour.
Wow.
My second tour ever, so this band's a lot of fun. Instrumental. We are white, but none of us try to sing funk, so don't worry.
I heard Kanika.
Yeah, we yell at certain points. Colin, like yeah. our band leader, guitar player, likes to make a lot of noises on stage, but... some of them are cues, and some of them are just sounds that come out of him for an unexplained reason, you know.
Percussion of a vocal
right.
sort.
Vocal, mouth percussion.
Primal scream.
Yes.
We should
His barbaric yop.
We should probably hear a song. This is off the new single?
Yeah, this track is written by our sax player. It's called A Troll Soiree, and this is on I started a little 45 label.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Electric Cowbell.
Yeah, this is Electric Cowbell Records' second release. It's a split 45. My band, a CSV funk band, or our band, I should say. and it has a Stuart Bogie on the other side. He has a group called Superhuman Happiness, and the name of the track is Superhuman Happiness. And Stuart plays with this band Anti-Ballast. They're like a big Afrobeat band in New York and have done a lot to keep, you know, the kind of Afrobeat flame alive with great sincerity and love. And they're also the backing band for the Fela musical production that's on Broadway right now. And he has this side project called Superhuman Happiness. And I had the fortune of being invited to play, sit in on bongos one night with him. And so we have a relationship, and Stuart's awesome, and Superhuman Happiness is a great band. And so we decided to do like a split 7-inch together. So
but we're going to hear
CSC the CSC track. Yeah,
hey, and what does CSC stand for anyway?
Corporate scandal contract.
Or is it something you're not supposed to say on the radio?
For tonight, let's just say California, Southern California.
Yeah, I like that one.
We'll just go with that.
Okay. Well, let's. All right. And the name of the song again is what?
This is a Troll Soiree
by Wes Buckley.
Move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. Well,
we'll be right back.
All right, well, Jim.
This is why musicians should not be running the controls.
Oh, my. All right, that was Gone. That was part of Gone. Wait, we got rid of Gone. Gone is Gone.
Gone
that
is
was
gone.
Get Gone.
Gone is Gone. He Somebody didn't like it.
And we heard a CSC funk band with a troll soiree, and I'm trying to get Jim to make sure I had the right alternative song, but he picked up the needle on the wrong record.
You thought the album cover was an instruction. My. It should be Gone.
All right, well, let's hear a...
Professionalism for you on my end.
So you're saying always August and Alternatives pretty much met up with Greg Ginn at the same show.
It was, as far as I can remember,
it was a Black Flag show. No,
it was a Black Flag Gone show at New Horizons upstairs.
That would make sense.
And Chris Bobst gave Greg a cassette of our first alternative cassette, which was called Friends of the Farm. And we all knew the Always August guys, and I think they were called Black Pyramid then.
Right.
And somehow, one of those guys—I don't know if it was Lee West or John Kiefer—they were at that show, and I feel like at that show, one of those guys gave Ginn a cassette because he got in touch with both bands around the same time. So.
And then both first albums came out in '86, I guess.
86, yeah, right? Yeah. So what's on
there? Well, that one was
definitely.
86.
86, yeah.
I tended,
yep, 86.
I tended more towards the Alternatives gigs than the Always August gigs, but not that they weren't fun, too, but, you know, that was just my young inclination, musically speaking. So I remember that for sure, 86.
Wow, yeah.
I think the first time I saw Alternatives was at Flood Zone with, I think, opening up for, God, what was it? Was that DC band? I can't think of the name
with,
now. But Bad
Beefeater.
Beefeater, right? and Bad Brains.
Yeah, and Outrage, who was kind of a... mutant kind of go-go band.
And Scream.
Scream.
Hmm. Scream was there.
And yeah. And the Bad
With
Girls.
Girls.
That was awesome. That was like a... It
With
was,
Dave Grohl.
Yeah, Dave Grohl was the drummer of Scream.
Yeah.
Huh. That was a
fun
show.
I don't know if he was on that gig.
Yeah,
maybe not.
I'm thinking that was... I had the flyer for that gig on my wall for years.
Skeeter? I can't remember the name of the drummer.
Kent.
Yeah.
Kent Stacks.
Kent Stacks. I think you're right. The bass player, anyway, it was an awesome show.
Yeah,
it was like Chris Bobst and me and Steve Finberg like put that show on, and Steve Finberg knew the Bad Brains guys from DC,
mm-hmm.
and Outrage and Beefeater
from being from
and,
DC
and
too.
Steve Finberg and Tim Harris had a band with
Guava.
Gawa.
Yeah. Wasn't it Guava?
Steve, Greg Labuddy in that band?
Maybe.
Anyway, yeah. They had a band. So anyway, it was one of those awesome 5-6 band bills. Bad Brains killed it that night. It was great.
I'm trying to remember the name of the one with Greg Labuddy because I keep saying, you got to get a recording of that. And
Hoi Polloi.
Hoi Polloi, right,
that,
right.
Yeah, someone's working on that.
But I think Guava, I think, was the name of the other one. Yeah. Anyway, all these great bands from Richmond from back in the day.
Guana, maybe? I
thought it was Guava.
Maybe somebody will call in that
yeah.
knows.
You yeah. idiots, it was blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
You get a free CSC single if you can name that.
It was the early version of Guns N' Roses.
Do you remember the great Honor Roll Dent drummer swap?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal at the time. All these little Richmond soap operas of back when. Well, hey, maybe we should play this alternative song that
okay.
we think we've queued up now.
All right, let's do it.
Perhaps. And it's
701. I won't come over there anymore.
Just keep them away from your tables, man. You really can't yeah. be trusted over there.
701 was the name of this, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's hit
so
it.
So named after an apartment in the Chesterfield.
The Chesterfield, again.
Yeah. It's back.
Thank you.
let's hear another old time Jim band. You want to talk about anything but Flying Shovels?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is one of those bands from the 90s. Yeah, way back.
The 1890s?
No, this was the Flying Shovels. We didn't play a lot of shows. Rob Whittacombe was pretty much the leader of this group, and it was kind of a revolving drum chair there. And
was it hard to sit in?
It depended on like what kind of mood I was in and how fast it was. The seat was spinning.
How,
fast it was
how about evolving. Clockwise versus anticlockwise?
But yeah, you know, this was a classic Oregon Hill band. Like, you know, we practiced in Oregon Hill. We probably played more in Oregon Hill than we did anywhere else in the city or out of town. I don't even know if we went out of town. But yeah, the Flying Shovels. It was an awesome kind of meat and potatoes kind of rock and roll situation.
Rob's in New York now, right?
Rob's a Jersey boy now.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I think he commutes.
And Tom Peloso, as we know, has gone on to much fame.
Tom
with
Peloso
Modest
has
Mounts.
Bought up half of Walton's Mountain, and he's getting ready to sell the movie rights to his life.
Well, King Sour has been practicing. I just talked to Austin Fitch on the drive over, and they're talking about maybe doing a show downstairs at the Camel, maybe in May.
Okay.
Details to be worked out, but they've been practicing, and Tom,
awesome.
And Matt, and Austin, and yeah. And you probably know Tom had something, a solo, quote-unquote, project last summer. He played up here in
yeah,
a couple
I
of
heard,
gigs. That was a lot of fun.
I saw all the good. Pictures on Facebook, yeah.
It was good to have him up here. All right, well, let's hear Flying Shovels, and this song is called She Gotsa.
Silent to breakneck longitude.
All right, Flying Shovels with She Gotsa. Nice little song there. I got some Bairima queued up from Que Siga La Musica.
Yeah, sounds great.
I like to say that. And I'm going to play El Yoyo, and you're playing on this CD.
This was, this was the first full-length Bairima CD.
On the Shameless label.
On Shameless Records, I believe 94,
95? I don't know. Some of these CDs, they don't put dates on, which always...
I remember I had a black eye during this session.
You did? Why'd you have a black eye?
Made it a little hard to see the small bongo head.
What was the black eye from, Jimmy?
Probably a historical disagreement.
Right.
How many people were in the band at that time?
I'm counting...
Probably similar number to what you have in CNC
I'm counting
Funk
nine
band.
People on the stage here. Well,
is that why you have sunglasses on? Because of the black eye?
I remember... Well, I don't know why I let that picture get used to represent me.
You probably didn't think you'd be looking at it 15 years later.
I don't, yeah, but I like Ray's sunglasses in this picture. This is the first full length, and we had... Gary Jones, really gifted sax player on this record, who plays a pretty crazy lead on Lola's Dilemma.
I like the wine cork at the beginning of the song.
Yeah, is that on here too?
You want to hear that one instead of El Yoyo?
No, I think it would be great to hear. Yeah, is that the one that Lola's Dilemma has this incredible sax solo?
Do you want to hear that one?
Yeah, let's check it out.
It's number five, right?
Let's check it out.
Number five, right?
Yeah,
single?
I think it's number five. Sure.
All right,
is.
We will do that one instead.
Lola's Dilemma coming your way.
We got another trooper coming up for the next half hour. We got free Domino's pizza for the first caller.
No, we don't. All right, but I'm going to cut the mic so we can listen. I'll listen to the wine
We're
court.
We're taking a trip down Thompson Lane here tonight, people.
All right, let's
we
listen.
We got another trooper coming up for the Bairima.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
So the sax player, you were saying?
Man.
Bought a house or something?
Yeah, that's Gary Jones. No, I don't want to go into Gary's personal life, but Gary Jones was in Byritmo for a while, and he's such a gifted musician, and it was awesome to play with him. I don't know what he's up to now, but I'm sure Roger Carroll or some of those musicians that play with Johnny Hodd and the
Piedmont Surprise.
People got to know what's up with him, and he's just one of the best musicians around. Anyway.
Well, I love the Byritmo CD, and you know, Byritmo always fun, but especially that's one of my favorite CDs from the
band. It's great.
And they're still going,
and they rule.
I think they're playing like Tuesday or something.
Yeah, and there's all those side projects, they're not even really side projects. Marlise they're just projects, and they're all killer.
Actually,
like,
you and Marlise are. She's involved in Electric Cowbell Records, is that right?
Marlise is one of my partners in the Electric Cowbell Collective, and she is planning on putting out a Byritmo 45, hopefully this year, and her band Os Margelos is going to do one too.
Very cool.
And she's like a great spiritual advisor too.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you coming up. CSC, we're going to play one more song for you, but just remind people, CSC Funk Band. And Jesse, too. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Jesse also has a band in New York, the Monte Vista, who play around quite a bit. And
cool.
Like, all the guys in the band have different, you know, bands we're involved in, you know, and we come together for this thing. But Jesse's a hardworking New York musician, too. And the Monte Vista, we'll send you down some tracks, you know.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Three-piece rock band. Yeah, 60s-ish kind of stuff.
Sounds fun.
Kind of a big Alex Chilton influence,
yes,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Rest in peace.
Another one.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple months.
Every time I log into Twitter, somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, CSC Funk Band.
Hey, Funk Band, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Greg Ginn and the Taylor Texas
Corrugators
tonight at Balasso. It will cost you extremely little to get in.
It's free, isn't it?
Yeah, but it might cost a couple for your drinks.
Yeah.
And your poo-poo platters.
And Ginn, I just want to say, sounds better than ever. You know, as a guy who hadn't heard much of his recent output, real pleasure to see that guy on stage. He's a great bass player.
And a great guy.
Killer guy.
Yeah. And SST, I guess, is still going on now in Texas.
Yeah.
One of the greatest labels of all time. Still around.
All right, so that's coming up tonight. And again, thanks, Jim and Jesse.
Thank
but,
you.
Jim, we're
awesome.
Playing one last thing that you were in. You weren't on this recording, but
not
you got to play
recording.
This song.
Yeah.
This is from the first GWAR album, Hello, on Shimmy Disc Records. And so you were in the early version, and then Alternators was taken off. So I guess Rob Mosby started playing drums.
Well, I don't know, but taking off, I would use that term loosely.
Okay. You drove out to California.
But we were busy. We were occupied with it, and as well as being, you know, just occupied with any, like, in those days, you know, you walk into somebody's house and there was, you know, you just jammed. We all just played together, and it was, you know, one of those things. It was very, you know, it's community style, and Richmond's always been great for that. So, like, all these kind of things were going on, and I just happened to, you know, walk in and play with GWAR, and it was incredible. Like, we had the best time. And so, yeah, we were busy, and then Dave was just, you know, chomping at the bit to get moving. I think Death Piggy had disbanded, and he found, you know, Rob Mosby's awesome local drummer, and Steve Douglas and Dewey
recording.
And Beefcake, and it was great. So we were, you know, it wasn't like acrimonious at all. It was
no, I didn't mean
like,
to imply that.
It just, you know, it just happened that way. And this is the record they recorded with Kramer,
right,
for Shimmy Disc. And I think Rebbie Sharp introduced Kramer to GWAR, if I'm not mistaken.
I could see that.
Somebody call in and refute that if you feel like it, but I'm pretty sure it was Rebbie who made the final connection there.
And Jimmy, for those GWAR fans, your name in GWAR was and
always will remain Hans Orifus.
Played again, I guess, after, what was it, between Rob and Brad?
Yeah, because Rob left, and then there was a tour and a time period before Brad Roberts came, and I just filled in again.
I remember you came to one of my parties and handed me a record from a band that I guess you guys had played with, Lubricated Goat from Australia.
Yeah.
I still have that Lubricated Goat.
Yeah.
Actually, a good band. Yeah.
I meant to grab that.
Him? Yeah.
Amphetamine Reptile Band, I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to hear the GWAR theme, partly in part, that's kind of redundant, because of Jim having played in the earlier version of the band, but also right now, as we speak, up in New York, the Guar Crackathon is going on. So if anyone something else they want to do, crackathon.tv, watch Dave and the boys being very sophisticated and intellectual, I'm sure.
Discussing some political issues.
Andrew W.K., Philip Shazhar, Karen Black, Troma, I don't know, all sorts of crazy people supposed to be guests, so who knows?
My kind of party.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
But let's hear the Guar theme. And again, thanks, guys, and
I will
see
Fontaine.
You in like an hour at the gig.
Cool, see you there.
Yay! All right, let's hit the button.
Live! Stevie for a day!
Or even a minute!
Don't even bother to use my brain anymore!
There's nothing left in it!
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hey, wait a minute! My TV doesn't work!
It's broken!
What are we gonna do tonight? This isn't fair!
We're away!
We've got nothing left to do. Let's go no TV and just a couple of brews. What are we gonna talk about? I don't know! We're gonna miss our favorite shows!
No!
That's incredible!
No!
Monday Night Football!
No!
Jefferson!
No!
Friday!
No!
We just heard from Black Flag with TV Party. Before that, GWAR with the GWAR theme. All right, it is 10 p.m. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Thanks again to Jim Thompson and Jesse Lent from CSC Funk Band for coming up here tonight. And a couple other local guys, too. Thanks for everyone for coming up here. So they have all left. They're going over to Balasso, and I'll be over a little bit later to check out the fun. But here's the deal. We got members, CSC Funk Band, as well as Greg Ginn and the Taylor Texas Corrugators are playing a gig tonight, and I thought I'd play previous bands from Jim Thompson and Greg Ginn. So we had Gone, which was a Greg Ginn band, which, of course, Black Flag was also. Jim played in Alternatives, Flying Shovels, Bioritmo, GWAR, and many other bands. So we heard music from all of those guys as well. So what haven't I played for you? I haven't played Greg Ginn's current band. So I'm going to do that for you now. Greg Ginn and the Taylor Texas Corrugators. This song is called Gravitas and Margaritas. Thank you. right, that was Greg Ginn and the Taylor, Texas Corrugators with Gravitas and Margaritas. They're playing tonight at Balasso along with CSC Funk Band. And we just had the better part of an hour, I guess, with Jim Thompson of CSC Funk Band. If you can't make it tonight, you have another opportunity to see Greg Ginn and the Taylor, Texas Corrugators because they're coming back to Richmond the last Thursday in April. I think the date's the 29th, whatever that Thursday is. And they're going to be playing with Hotel X, which is a pretty awesome combination. And that gig's going to be at The Camel. And as caller just pointed out to me, I neglected to mention on the microphone that Jim Thompson was in Hotel X. I was trying to grab from the station collection, see if we had the first CD up here. I think it was either Jim or Ron gave me a copy of it on cassette. And I don't know, I didn't have time to try to track it down and cue something up on it. So I apologize for that. But Hotel X, along with Greg Ginn and the Taylor, Texas Corrugators, playing the last Thursday of April at The Camel. So part that one down if that's the kind of thing you're into. Greg Ginn and Taylor, Texas Corrugators tonight with CSC Funk Band at Balasso. All right, a band that is rumored to be playing in May. Just talked to Austin Fitch on the phone earlier tonight. I think I mentioned this on the mic already. King Sour. I'm going to play for you next a song from them called Snorkel Snack.
We'll be right back. say I definitely didn't do it because I know what I did or I didn't do. But I cannot definitely say that about anybody else because I don't definitely know.
Mm-hmm. All right. King Sour Snorkel Snack. Look for the reunion gig in May, possibly at the Camel. That's the latest rumor on King Sour. I'll let you know that WRIR's programming is partially underwritten by the Richmond Craft Mafia, presenting their fifth annual Spring Bada Bing Craft Show on Sunday, April 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Plant Zero, located at Zero East 4th Street in Manchester. Spring Bada Bing features over 60 regional artists and designers with handmade wares varying from perfume to plush, recycled clothing to revamped jewelry, and everything in between. More information is available at springbadabing.com. WRIR is proudly supported by Hat Factory, launching the Tuesday Revolution, April 13th, Richmond's biggest dance night, featuring top DJs, live performers, cotton candy, and a carnival atmosphere. The Tuesday Revolution starts April 13th. Hat Factory, Richmond's progressive downtown live entertainment venue on the canal at 140 Virginia Street. Tickets at hatfactoryva.com or at eTix. 800-514-3849. Let's hear another Richmond band. This is Keep On with Dickie Boys.
We'll be right back. from World Bank. So your country is safe. No food or medicine, just factories, mines and dams. Peasant revolts arise, like pesky little flies. We swat them down, throw up their legs. One by one, NASA, get ya! We're being farmed. NASA, get ya! Every time we die, NASA, get ya! We are the stars! Now, you die less some. Remember thy name.
Jill Biafra from the Guantanamo School of Medicine with the song New Feudalism. And, of course, put on a wonderful show a couple of weeks ago here in town. And Jill was very nice in the interview that did that night. Anyway, before that, we heard Keep On with Dickie Boys, one of my favorite Richmond bands over the last 20 years. And, yeah, that brings us up to date. I want to let you know that Record Finders avidly supports WRAR programming. Record Finders provides a one-stop shop for records with full-service mail order, print, and web catalogs. Record Finder's 2 million item inventory covers all sizes, speeds, and vintages of vinyl. Find Record Finders on the web at recordfinders.com. For more information, call 804-266-1154 or email Gene, that's G-E-N-E, at recordfinders.com. By the way, tomorrow is Record Store Day. Support whichever independent record store you care to. It's a tough business these days, so your support for any of these local establishments would be very appreciated, I'm sure. I also want to let you know about this. WRAR is functioning properly because of a trade with France Cleaning Service. France Cleaning Service, established in 1991, offers a variety of services for your home or office, including one-time or routine cleanings, large or small jobs, windows, walls, kitchens, and baths. France Cleaning Service is bonded and insured. They work to be dependable, thorough, and competitive. For more information, call 804-232-7766. All right, this is Fontaine. And I got 10 more minutes because Midnight Solstice has kindly agreed to come in half hour early. So they can have 2.5 hours and I can go out and see this gig that I've been talking about the first hour of this show. So 10 more minutes for me. And next week, Allison is going to be subbing for me. And she is very cool. And I'm sure she's going to do a great job. So tune in next Friday night, 9 to 11, for Allison hosting With the Fontaine. But I'll be back the following Friday, which is April 30th, and I'm going to have a guest band playing live in the studio. That's going to be Le Maire Vipere, probably around 10 o'clock that night, 2 weeks from now. So that's another thing to tune in. Our fundraiser starts next Friday, so get prepared to make your donations, and there'll be plenty of food up here during the week, all sorts of stuff. T-shirts, CDs, all the usual nonsense. That's a good kind of nonsense, by the way. All right, let's see if I can squeeze in a couple more songs. We'll start off with KMFDM with Mercy. We'll be right back. That's KMFDM with Mercy. I'm going to leave you with a cover of a Gainsbourg song and then a Serge Gainsbourg song. The cover is Requiem for a Jerk, as done by Faultline, Brian Malko, and Francoise Hardy. Then the original Serge Gainsbourg is Marabou. All right. See you in 2 weeks.
Listen to the organ that I play for you. Since you got no choice, hear me through. You look as if you like it, but you seem reserved. It's my requiem for a jerk. Jerk.
Well, the devil left a message. Could try paradise. Hell's a lot too hot. Not too nice. Try to take him out if you've got the nerve. Even I don't need stupid jerks.
Chien, le temps, qu'à faire les cons. On se marre, marre, à bout, bout, ficelle, c'est l'amour. entre nous.